This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Frieda Lewis, Resource Centre. In conjunction with National Day, five leading e-commerce businesses, Lazada, Foodpanda, Zalora, Uber and Happy Fresh, have announced a joint online sale offering more than 20,000 online deals and up to 94% in product discounts. So, brilliant business move or desperate measures? Here to tell us more is Hans-Peter Russell, the CEO of Lazada. So, welcome, Hans-Peter. You know, maybe just before we get into, you know, the whole exercise of this Unity sale, right? What do you see happening in the e-commerce landscape now?
So hello, and thanks for having me here. I think the 3.5 years that we have been here in business in Malaysia since we launched have been very excited, and we've seen a lot of excitement, a lot of growth of the market and the industry. I think what we see now is that people get more and more aware of e-commerce, of online shopping. And it became very, very easy to convince more people, show the advantages, show people how effortless, how convenient it is, how much time and money they save in buying their products online. Mm-hmm. And it's been a great time. And what we see right now is especially that people spend much more time on their mobile phones doing their purchases and their research on their mobile phones. So that's what we have seen in the last couple of months, a strong increase in our own mobile app usage that we have for both iOS and Android.
Right. So how did the five parties get together, you know, to come up with this idea? Did it take a long time?
I mean, not really. Merdeka is around the corner, and we decided that we want to give something back. It's a gift to the Malaysian customers. And we decided that we want to join forces with other leading e-commerce players in this market. And it's very easy because we at Lazada, we are customers ourselves. Mm. And all our partners are e-commerce customers ourselves. I actually came here today with an Uber ride,
right.
Did my grocery shopping on Happy Fresh on the weekend, and ordered my pizza yesterday.
Okay. With Foodpanda.
So these things are actually very common and part of our daily lives. And so it just completely makes sense to say, let's give something back to the Malaysian customers. Let's join forces and give them a week of great deals, a week of a great campaign, and let's show all the customers that we are here together and support each other in being in this business.
All right. So is this like comparable to, you know, the Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales, you know, that usually happens in the US and UK? Is that the goal?
That is one of the aspects. I mean, if you would follow Lazada over the last couple of years, we always had big campaigns during festive season, during special occasions. And I think this is just the next step to do this together with other players in the industry. So you can expect that this might become an annual thing,
right,
and that there will be more collaboration going forward during other occasions.
Right. And there'll be Christmas sales soon.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, you've held your own Cyber Monday sales in the past. What was the response like for that?
I think whenever we do big campaigns and market this to the market, go out and have a very nice homepage, a nice campaign, send out newsletters and work together with the media. Mm. I think we see a very, very strong uptick in our sales, and we see a very strong uptick in new customers exploring our platform. And that's very important for us. We want to show all the customers that e-commerce is out there and that it's a very strong value proposition to everyone. So we want to increase the customer awareness of us and of the trends in e-commerce. And so this is a good chance for us always to just show customers how trustworthy and reliable it is to shop at Lazada, how many products you can buy at great discounts that you won't find anywhere else. And so these campaigns usually bring us a lot of new people that explore our platform for the very first time.
So would you say that these are some of your targets and expectations? If you can't share revenues, at least like a certain percentage of new customers, is that the goal?
I mean, getting new customers to a platform and then after that, giving them a great experience so they come back is our ultimate goal. Mm. And during festive seasons and seasons where people in general buy a lot and do their major shopping of the year, for example, during Christmas or during Ramadan, this is where we see a tremendous uptick on these metrics.
Right. So, you know, we're talking of discounts up to 94%, right? Obviously, we're going to talk about margins. So are you trying to also look at, in terms of the volume play, that will sort of even out at least?
I think, as I mentioned, this is a gift for us to the Malaysian customers. It's a gift and an investment from our side, where we want to show that we are in this market to show all customers how great it is to do their shopping online, to do their shopping on their desktop or on their mobile phone. And so this is for us an investment, and we have partnered up with a lot of brands and a lot of partners, a lot of retailers that support us in this initiative. And that's why we look forward to a great week.
All right. What can you tell us about the Malaysian online shopper, though? You know, what sort of behaviors do they have? I know you were talking about how a lot of people now do their shopping on their phone itself, you know. So what other behaviors do you see?
So I think that on the mobile phone, the activity on the mobile phone, and especially in conjunction with social networks, has increased tremendously. Well, a year ago, only 20 to 25% of our orders were done on our mobile shopping app. Today, it's already more than 50%. And on weekends, where people are not close to their laptops and are traveling or in their hometowns, it's even more than that. So this is one of the big trends that we see. We also see a trend of people trusting more and more in the reliable platforms like Lazada in this market. So while maybe a year ago you would have had many people that did their first purchase or their first couple of purchases on our cash and delivery payment option, where they only paid once they received the item, today there's much more trust in the market. There's much more awareness how reliable and trustworthy Lazada and e-commerce in general is. So we see a big trend towards online payment, credit card payments.
Okay. Has, you know, in the last couple of months, though, has GST affected, you know, shopping behaviors?
I mean, maybe in the first couple of days in April, people were aware that they need to, they want to track if there's any impact on price reductions or price increases. So what we've seen is in the first couple of days of April, maybe there was a bit of a slowdown, but very, very quickly, we all went back to normal. And I mean, the truth is that we at Lazada already prepared for this, and we made sure that the customer out there knows that at Lazada, you will still be able to find the most attractive prices, the best assortment at the best rate compared to other online players, but also to other offline players. So I think we prepared very well for this to show the customers there's no reason to not do your shopping online anymore. And so it worked out very well for us.
All right. We'll talk a little bit more about the Unity sale, which is happening this week leading up to Merdeka. Right after this, I'm here with Hans Peter Ressel from Lazada Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Build financial mountains. BFM 89.9.
This is Resource Center. Good afternoon. I'm Frida Liu here. I'm with Hans Peter Ressel, the CEO of Lazada, talking about the Unity sale. And this is something that Lazada partnered with Foodpanda, Zalora, Uber, and Happy Fresh. So you've got your accessories, your food, your groceries, your clothes, and your ticket, your taxi, or, you know, driver, car ride anyway. So tell us about the sale. It's happening from, starts when, and when will it conclude?
It will start on the 26th of August, upcoming Wednesday, and will go all the way until 1st of September next week.
The 1st of September. So you've got about a good week.
A good week of special deals, great campaigns, and a lot of new gimmicks to discover on our page every day.
Right. So every day you'll be doing, can you give us a sneak peek of what you'll be introducing?
So we will have, first and foremost, hundreds and thousands of deals across all our 14 categories. So we have, in all our 14 big categories, more than 1 million unique products online, and there will be thousands of them at special discounts that you just have to buy in that moment. Also, what we are going to have is special and exclusive products at special deals only available on our mobile platform, on our mobile app. So some of the deals you will only find if you explore what we can offer you on our mobile app. And then you will also see flash sales happening every day, every 2 hours from 9 to in the morning to 9 p.m. in the evening. That will, of course, change every day. So you need to come back to basically get a grasp of everything that's going on.
But you'll tease them and say, you know, come back at a certain time, or you just have to...
Of course, we will show people when they can buy their most favorite product.
Right. Okay. And do you do, within Lazada itself, do you do promotions on the other sites, you know?
So what we're going to have is like a very specific voucher code that will be published on Wednesday across all platforms that can be used on all platforms. Okay. So it's a discount voucher that can be used on all platforms and will be very attractive to all Malaysians customers.
Okay, so this can also be used with the Zaloras and the exactly. Uber as well. So this, okay, now in terms of just generally with e-commerce as well, what do you see is causing challenges and issues of security and all that? Is that still a challenge for online commerce?
I think it was in the past much more than it is today. I think that the first challenge we still have to, we at Lazada work on every day is just to increase the customer awareness of the advantages of online shopping, especially if you are on a Saturday and you try to go to a shopping mall, the amount of time you spend and the amount of money you spend is a lot. So it becomes very convenient if you just sit at home or if you just sit with your friends and you order your products and you get them within 2 or 3 days. So increasing the customer awareness that this is actually out there and there are millions of products that you can buy already and you don't have to necessarily spend your time in traffic jams on the weekends, that is something we focus on a lot. Then as well on the payment side, as I mentioned in the past, people did not really trust online shopping, online payments in general. I think this has changed a lot. The challenge today is now to make sure that for those people that maybe live in rural areas that don't have a credit card, that there you still offer a valid payment payment option that they can use, which is cash on delivery, to just enable them to also do their online shopping. Okay. And I think lastly, talking about rural areas, I think from a logistics point of view, our aim is and our number is to have 95% of our items delivered within 2 to 3 days. That, of course, if you live in Terengganu, if you live in East Malaysia, that becomes a bit of a challenge at times. But what we are doing to enable this is we just opened a warehouse in East Malaysia in Kuching to make sure that we can deliver very, very quickly directly from East Malaysia to East Malaysian customers. We just moved into a new warehouse that will be open in a month from now, which is 4 times the size of our current warehouse. So there we make sure that we store all the products, a lot of more products in our warehouse, so we control that the delivery happens even faster than before.
Okay, so in terms of Lazada, where are you apart from Malaysia?
So Lazada is a company that is present in all Southeast Asian countries, which include Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, Vietnam, Philippines, and Thailand. Okay. And we also have an office in Hong Kong, Shenzhen, for our international business. So overall, we are in these 7 markets and have more than 4,000 people employed at our group.
Okay, and not in Indonesia just yet?
Indonesia as well.
Indonesia as well. So now, TechCrunch.com recently wrote that the gold mine in e-commerce is not in China, but in Southeast Asia. So I guess you agree with that comment.
I think we completely agree, and that's why we decided 3.5 years to come here and to basically build the market almost from scratch. And now we see that that the awareness also from the West is increasing, and it's just shows that we were right 3.5 years when we decided to come here. And Indonesia obviously is also one of our big markets where we focus a lot of our time to grow the business.
All right. And what other trends do you see in the more developed e-commerce markets that Malaysian businesses should take note of? You know, I know, like, for example, a shoppable social media, points from WeChat and Line and all that. Is that with the direction that Lazada is heading towards as well?
Yes, absolutely. I think we already work quite closely with the big chat apps here in Malaysia. We have collaboration with Line and WeChat. We even have our own online shopping channel online with 250,000 followers. I think the integration of mobile and social is something today as an e-commerce company you need to be aware of, and you need to participate and crack it for yourself. I think especially when it comes to mobile, the way we work on our marketplace platform with our 4,000 merchants, they even have an app for themselves where they can control and see how many orders are coming in, and they can manage their shop at Lazada through their mobile app provided by Lazada.
Right.
So that's also something that we see. And in general, what you see is that the internet penetration rate is increasing here in Malaysia. You already have 2/3 of the population being online, out of which almost 1/3 are already shopping online.
Right.
And this will just continue to grow, and this is just something we have to be ready for.
Right. So August 26th, when the clock strikes 1 second, people can go online and start shopping.
Yes. Okay. At midnight, you will find all the great deals online.
All right. I've been speaking to Hans-Peter Ressel, the CEO of Lazada, talking about the upcoming Unity sale in Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.